I want to talk to you about a season we're in right now, and it's called the Dire Straits.
我想和你们谈谈我们现在所处的季节，叫做险峻的峡湾。
So biblically, it's a time of distress, and it's called the Dire Straits in the Bible, and it's between the 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av.
在历史上，这是一段充满苦难的时期，圣经中称之为险峻的峡湾。它是在塔摩斯月17日到艾波月9日之间的这些时间。
You know, the 9th of Av, that's something that, you might want to study. Just go ahead and Google it, the 9th of Av. It's amazing on the 9th of Av, how many bad things, the destruction of the first temple, the destruction of the second temple, wars and rumors of wars, all these different things continue always happening at the same time.
埃波月九日是一个非常奇妙的时间。你可以查询资料，发现在这一天，很多战争、破坏，包括圣殿第一次和第二次被毁，都发生在同一天。那么，所有这些不同的事情，在日历的同一时间持续地发生着。
In the calendar. And, you know, why is that? But the key is not so much I want to discuss with you why is that. I want to talk to you and answer your questions of, okay, when I'm in these pressured times, can you tell me what you do to kind of stabilize and overcome?
这是一个充满痛苦和压力的时期。那么在这段困难的时间中，我们需要做什么来稳定和克服困难呢？
Because anytime there's pressure, there's always an opportunity to switch, promote, and overcome. I want to tell you that. There's always an opportunity to switch, be empowered, and to overcome.
每当有这样的苦恼和压力到来的时候，我们总是会找到机会来被改变，被神赋予能量，并且克服困难。
So, if you look at it, the scripture says, and Judah has gone into captivity under affliction of hard servitude. She dwells amongst the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in the dire strait.
耶利米哀歌第一章第三节，犹大因遭遇苦难，又因多服劳苦，就迁到外邦。他住在列国中，寻不着安息。追逼他的都在狭窄之地将他追上。
So if you're in the dire straits, plural, sorry, that what happens is during this season of the 17th of Tammuz, during the 9th of Av, during this roughly 3-week period of time, it is a testing period of time that comes every year.
你处在的险峻的峡湾，也就是艰难的这三周的时间，是每年都会到来的对你的考验期。
So for Christy and I,We do certain things that we understand that during this time, we're going to be on high alert. But here's the biggest thing I want to tell you this. We never make any major family decisions with a spouse, with a ministry, with businesses. I will say this. Anytime you go into that zone where...
因此对于我的妻子克里斯蒂和我来说，我们知道在这个时间我们需要保持高度的警惕，这也是最重要的事情。我想告诉你们，在险峻的峡湾期间，我们从来不做出重大的家庭决定。不管是在我的工作、事工，还是与我的配偶之间的决定中，我都不会在这个季节做出重大的决定。
You're angry, you're frustrated, you're fearful, doubt. Anytime the soulmoves into control.
在这段时间可能会发生巨大的压力和征战，我们很容易受到灵里的压力，这意味着我们可能很容易会进入到生气、沮丧、害怕和存疑的情绪，此时我们内在的灵可能会冲上来掌管我们的身体。
Okay, your soul moves in control. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions.
你的灵魂就是你的思想、意志和情感的控制。
Okay, so you have a body, you have a mind, will, and emotions, you have a spirit man, your human spirit man, and you have the Holy Spirit.
所以你有身体，有思想、意志和情感，还有一个内在的灵。你有你的灵，但你同时也有圣灵。
Think about it. You have four people on a ship. You have your body on the ship, your mind, will, and emotion, you have your spirit man, and the Holy Spirit. You have four people on a ship.You have your body on the ship, your mind, will, and emotion. You have your spirit man and the Holy Spirit.
你可以想象一下，在船上有你的身体、你的魂，也就是思想、意志和情感，以及你的灵和圣灵。
Okay, and now you're on this boat. You're going through the dire straits, which means a kind of a narrow place.
你现在在这艘船上，正在穿过险峻的峡湾，这是一个非常狭窄的通道。
Okay, and I can remember we used to live in Seattle, and I used to always love it when we'd go through.I have a friend that had a boat, and we'd go through the locks. And the locks were real narrow, and you had to really pay attention, and there was other boats in the locks.
我以前住在西雅图，和朋友一起划船，我们会去穿过水闸。水闸是一条狭窄的通道。穿过水闸的时候，你必须要集中注意力，因为还有其他的船在一起，你必须要非常谨慎地穿过狭窄的地方。
As you go through this narrow spot, that's kind of like what the Dire Straits is.Like, it's like the rest of the calendar is more like, you know, like being out in the bay or being out in the ocean, where you don't have to pay so much attention to how you're steering. But when you're in a dire straits, you're in that narrow place. So what happens is in that...
当你处于险峻峡湾的时候，你在狭窄的那个通道里必须要注意自己的驾驶方式，而不像神的日历表中的其他时间，可能更像是在海湾或者海洋当中。
That narrow place, let's say that a bunch of fear comes. Well, when you got to this location safely, the Holy Spirit was the captain of the ship. The Holy Spirit was, so to say, at the tiller, okay?And he's at the tiller, and the Holy Spirit's speaking to its second mate, your soul, saying, okay, we're sailing now, this is our course, everything's good, the sails are trim, everything's good.
在狭窄的地方，恐惧就会突然来袭。也许在你到达险峻峡湾这个地方之前，圣灵一直是你这艘船的船长。圣灵在舵柄的旁边，他对你的魂说，好吧，我们现在起航啦，这就是我们的航程，一切看起来都很好。航线的帆已经修剪过，一切都非常的顺利。
Your spirit man's going, yep, I'm in good shape here. Your mind, will, and emotions are sitting over there in a lounge chair with a nice drink with an umbrella in it and a big pineapple and going, I'm the happy clappy. You know, everything's happy clappy. And
你的灵会说，是的，我在这里状态一切都很好。你的魂，也就是你的思想、意志和情感，正躺在他的躺椅上，喝着好喝的饮料，撑着一把雨伞，可能还拿着一个菠萝，说：“我就是那个快乐的人，一切都非常的开心，大家都拍手叫好。”
Your body is all relaxed. You've got suntan oil on. Everything is good. You're going, wow, this is the greatest cruise there ever is. I'm just enjoying this.
你的身体十分的放松，你涂了防晒油，一切都非常的好。你可能会说，哇哦，这个就是有史以来最伟大、最开心的一次出行了吧，我非常享受。
But now all of a sudden a storm comes, and in the storm hits, when you're going into the locks, and you're going into the narrow place, but the...
当暴风雨来临的时候，你的恐惧也会来临。当你进入闸口时，暴风雨袭来，你就进入了一个非常狭窄的地方。
But the spirit of fear comes, and it's in your soul. It jumps up from the lounge chair, throws the drink over the side, goes over to your spirit man, and says, "Listen, I'm terrified, and I don't trust that captain, Holy Spirit."
恐惧的灵来临的时候，他就进入到你的魂里，魂就从躺椅上跳起来，把饮料扔到一边，走到你内在的灵面前，说：“听着，我现在好害怕，我不相信掌舵的圣灵了。”
Go over there, listen. We have a free will. If we want to take over the ship, he's going to step to the side, give you the tiller.
事情是这样的，我们是有自由意志的。如果我们想接管这艘船，圣灵就会走到一边，把舵柄交给我们自己。
I don't trust him. I don't know why. All I know is that anxiety and fear has jumped me. And, you know, we're in a dire strait. We're going into this narrow place. We're not only in the locks, but we've got a 60-mile-an-hour side wind coming. There's other boats. I don't trust him. Listen, I know that anytime I'm in trouble, the only person I can trust is myself. So I'm going to do this.
你内在的灵会带着恐惧的精神停留在你的身上， 他可能会说，我不相信圣灵，我不知道为什么，我就是不相信他，我只知道焦虑和恐惧向我袭来，我们正处于水深火热之中，我们要进入这个狭窄的闸口，而且还有时速60英里的侧风，并且我们周围还有其他的船，我非常不相信圣灵。我知道每当我遇到麻烦的时候，我唯一可以信任的人就是我自己，所以我会自己来掌舵。
So what happens now is your soul convinces your spirit man to push the Holy Spirit and say, please go sit in the corner, we'll handle it from here.
所以现在发生的事情就是你的魂说服你的灵，把圣灵从驾驶位置推开，并说，请你坐在角落里，我们现在开始接受。
There's where the problem comes. Because now you have the captain of the ship, who is your spirit man,traveling through a spiritual dire straits and a storm and is not qualified at this level of navigation. You may be the captain during the sunny day when everything's going great and there's a 15 knot wind and coming, you know, out of the south and, you know, everything is like happy clappy.
问题就来了，因为现在你自己的灵作为了你的船长，在暴风雨穿过险峻的海峡的时候，它实际并不具备这个级别的航行资格。在阳光明媚的日子，你自己的灵可能是船长，一切都会很顺利，有15海里的风从南方吹来，一切都很惬意。
But when you get into a dire strait, you know this, you better let go and get that Holy Spirit back.
但当你陷入困境时，你需要知道，你最好放开自己的手，让圣灵重新掌权。
You need to get that Holy Spirit back and say, you know what? Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of God himself, the Spirit who not only knows the storm, but understands all things and all creation, you need to get him back at the wheel.
你需要让圣灵重新坐在方向盘上，并且说，你知道吗？圣灵，耶稣的灵，神的灵，不仅知道风暴，而且了解所有造物中万物万事的灵，所以我需要圣灵你回来掌权。
Is that when the pressure comes, immediately do not knee-jerk, get up from your lounge chair. Yes, the storm is here. Yes, the pressure is here, but you will always overcome when you say, I am not going to let my spirit man, me, my free will, to take the wheel from the captain, Holy Spirit.
当压力来临的时候，不要下意识地从躺椅上站起来说，风暴来了。压力也确实在这里，但当你说我不会让我的灵、我自己、我的自由意志从圣灵元帅手中夺走方向盘时，你总会克服这样的困难。
Well, I hope that helps you, because that's probably the biggest lesson, and that's one of the questions here in the dire straits.
我可以告诉你，这是险峻峡湾季节期间最重要的教训之一，希望能够帮助到你。
You asked from.The question about the dire straits, what's real practical thing you do during the dire straits?
你们其中的一个问题是在这个险峻峡湾的期间可以做的最实际的操作是什么呢？
This is the most practical thing I can tell you is let the Holy Spirit lead.
拉比说，我能告诉你最实际的事情就是让圣灵来引导你。
So, I want to give you some advice here. See how much time? Oh, I'm good on time here.Okay, here's the key. When the fearful thoughts come, when your body says, I'm up out of the lounge chair, I'm not liking this. The waves have come, I spilled the drink all over my lap, and I don't, you know, and then you're blaming it on the Holy Spirit, the waves steering the boat, and it's the storm.
当恐惧的想法出现的时候，你的身体说，我从躺椅上站起来，我不喜欢这样，海浪已经来了。我已经把饮料都洒在了我的腿上，然后你把这些事情归咎于圣灵，归咎于他掌舵的方式。
It's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's got it under control. Look into the Holy Spirit's face. You can see. It's like I've been through so many storms. It doesn't bother me.
这并不是圣灵，圣灵其实可以掌控这些局面。你可以发现，圣灵其实经历了很多风暴，这并不困扰他。
But if you put your spirit man in control, it is going to get worse because that spirit man now is steering in fear. And anytime you move fear, the storm is going to get worse.
但如果你让你自己的灵控制的话，情况会变得很糟，因为那个灵现在正在恐惧中驾驶。每当你尝试摆脱恐惧时，风暴就会变得更糟。
There's going to be an embellishment in your mind, will, and emotions. It's like everything has been hijacked to be magnified up to a higher level. That's the key of the dire strait.
你的思想、意志和情感将被劫持，并且被放大到更高的层次。这就是理解险峻峡湾季节期间灵里会发生事情的关键。
So when you're in the dire straits, and the key about knowing this is that when that fear comes, keep your body in the chair. Do not let your spirit man get to the wheel, but you have to make a choice in your emotion.
在险峻峡湾这个季节中，当恐惧来临的时候，你需要将你的身体保持在原来的椅子上，不要让你的灵掌控方向盘。你需要做出选择来跟随圣灵。
I'm going to pray in tongues. Because what's going to happen is, when I start praying in tongues in the spirit, I'm actually speaking out the same thoughts of the captain of the ship, the Holy Spirit.
拉比说，他建议用方言来祷告，因为当我们开始在圣灵里用方言祷告时，我们会说出与圣灵相同的想法。
Because when I'm speaking out in the tongues, then I'm speaking out what the captain is thinking in his mind, steering my ship.
因为当我们说方言的时候，我们所说的就是圣灵在驾驶我们生命之船时心里所想的。
And once you start praying in tongues, and you start speaking in tongues, then what happens is, guess what? Your mind, will, and emotions settle down. The storm settles down. Praise God for that. And you can go back to your lounge chair there and finish your drink.
一旦你开始祷告并且说方言，你的心思、意念和情感就会安定下来，风暴也会平静下来。请你为此赞美神，你可以回到你的躺椅上继续喝你的饮料了。
Let the Holy Spirit know that you're on His side by praying in the Spirit and praying in tongues. Praise God. So,
我们需要通过在灵里祷告，并且用方言来大声的祷告，让圣灵知道我们站在他那一边。让我们一起来感谢神。
It says we are in the dire straits right now. That's right. And the patriarch Joseph can be an encouraging testimony during the season.Can you share about Joseph and the different ways he operated correctly during trying times so that he could later achieve kingdom success?
在这个险峻峡湾的季节里，约瑟他可以成为令人鼓舞的见证，因为约瑟在艰难的这个时期以独特的方式行事，后来取得了成功。
What was Joseph's main job?His main assignment after all that he went through was reconciliation with his brothers and downloading a plan so that when the drought and the famine came, that there would be enough food to feed not all, also all of Egypt, but all of Israel.
约瑟的任务是什么呢？他的任务是与他的兄弟们和解，并且当干旱和饥荒来临的时候，计划有足够多的食物，不仅可以养活整个埃及，而且可以养活整个以色列。
So that was the plan.Okay, so the key is he is in Goshen and his father and his brothers are in basically in the promised land.
约瑟当时在歌山地，他的父亲和他的兄弟们基本上都在应许之地。
So now we've got to move them out of the drought, out of the famine land, and get them to Goshen where the provision is.
所以当时约瑟必须让他们摆脱干旱和饥荒之地，把他们送到有粮食供应的歌山地。
So what Joseph is doing during the dire straits is when his brothers come to visit him and they don't know because he's dressed like an Egyptian. He has on all the apparel of being, you know, second in command under Pharaoh. They don't understand that this is their brother. And so he's disguised.
在险峻的峡湾这个季节，当约瑟的兄弟们来看望他的时候，他们并不知道这是约瑟，因为他穿得像埃及人，并且确实也是当时埃及的二把手。约瑟的兄弟们不明白这是他，因为约瑟是伪装的。
Now, he could have, in the dire straits, in the pressure of it, like, exposed who he really was early, But then if he did, it wouldn't have brought his family back to him. There had to be a process.
在这个险峻的峡湾季节以及危难的时刻，约瑟本可以尽早暴露他自己的真实身份。但是如果他这样做，他的家人也不会立刻回到他的身边，这必须要有一个过程。
And so what he did is he gave him some grain, he sent him back, sent a gift to his father, and if you remember, he planted a golden chalice inside some of the food, the barrels, the wheat sacks, and accused him of robbery, and then...
当时约瑟给他的兄弟们一些谷物让他们送回去，并且给了他们的父亲一个礼物。如果你还记得经文的话，约瑟在一些食物桶和小麦袋里面放了一个金杯，并且指控他的兄弟们抢劫。
And they said, okay, if you want to come back, then bring your youngest brother Benjamin, knowing that if he brought Benjamin back,then Jacob, his father Israel, that Jacob would then in turn be broken enough to cut the soul tie with his homeland to come and to be there. And
约瑟对他的兄弟们说，如果你们想回来，就带上最小的弟弟便雅悯吧。因为约瑟知道，如果他们把便雅悯带回来，那么父亲雅各就会难过的心碎。雅各会决定砍断与家乡故土的魂结，来到歌山地。
And so this was part of God's plan of getting everybody moved into Goshen into one spot for their protection.
因此，这是神计划的一部分，目的是让每一个人都搬到歌山地来受到保护。
And so what happens is during the dire straits, it's a good idea to really tap in again, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues.And doing exactly what the Lord has called you to do in that season of time.
在险峻峡湾的期间，我们再次回顾这些故事是很有意义的。我们要在圣灵里祷告，用方言祷告，并完全按照神在这个时期呼召我们做的事情去行动。
Because Joseph had many seasons of time where he did things, and I'll close with this, that didn't work out too good. You know, he had a dream. He shared it with everybody, that everybody was bowing down to him.His father gave him a coat of many colors. He put it on, came out and said, hey guys, check this out.
因为约瑟在很多时候做过一些错误的事情，产生了不好的影响。他向别人分享他做的所有人都向他下跪的梦。他向大家炫耀父亲给他的彩衣。
All those things ended up getting him thrown into a pit.
所有这些事情最终都让他被扔到了坑里。
But when he was sold into slavery, he ended up in Potiphar's house. He knew...that in order to stay safe, he would have to do his best.
但当他被卖为奴隶时，他最终来到波提凡的家里。他知道，为了保证自己的安全，他必须竭尽全力。
So he wasn't there bitter and angry, saying, you know what, I'm a slave now. Don't they know I'm an important, you know, Jewish guy from Israel? He didn't. He went ahead and used the wisdom of his God to prosper Potiphar's house,which in turn promoted him.
约瑟并没有在波提凡的家里面痛苦而愤怒地说，我虽然现在是奴隶，但是你们知道我是来自于以色列的大人物吗？他并没有这样说。他继续的努力，并利用神的智慧使波提凡的家族繁荣，这反过来也同时提升了他。
Not willingly, but false accusation, he ends up in prison. In prison, he interprets dreams,which promoted him to Pharaoh, and then in Pharaoh, every plan and strategy he did actually put him into being the second most powerful man in Egypt, at that time, basically the whole world.
后来由于诬告，他最终入狱，在监狱里他解梦，从而晋升为法老。然后在法老的身上，他所做的每一个计划和策略，实际上都使他成为当时埃及乃至全世界第二大有权势的人。
So what happened, what was the key is during his dire straits, he always chose to do his best. He always chose to wait on God, pray in the Spirit.
所以在这个季节，约瑟成功的关键就是他选择全力以赴。他在这个险峻峡湾季节选择等候神，靠着圣灵来祷告。
And if you take the ancient principle in the kingdom authority, if you wait on God and before you make a plan,Before you make a plan, go to God first and say, God, what is the plan for my life? What's the plan at Potiphar's house? What's the plan in prison? What's the plan second in command? What's the plan when my brothers return?
在险峻峡湾的期间，请你接受古老的圣经原则和属天的权柄。如果你愿意等待神，在你制定计划之前，先去找神问：神，我的人生有什么计划吗？我在波提凡的家里有什么计划？我在监狱里又有什么计划？我担任二把手的计划是什么呢？兄弟们回来之后又有什么计划呢？
If you'll go to the Lord first, get the plan from God, and then after you get the plan from God, follow the plan. Versus what we all have a tendency to do, we get a plan, then we go to God and say, hey, God, bless my plan.
如果你先到神面前，从神那里求得计划，然后你遵循神对你的计划，而不是我们自己在想要做某些事情，然后跟神说，请你祝福我的计划。
So if there's any lesson in the dire straits is that your plan is being tested.
在险峻峡湾这个季节，你自己的计划就会得到挑战。我们需要摆脱困境，在这个险峻的峡湾中靠神得到胜利。祝福你们平安。